Fund helps those with mental health issues. I'm Luke Luker.
The Supreme Court backs payments to NCAA student athletes. We'll talk to NBC Nightly News' Lester Holt at 5:10.
And we'll talk about revelations about COVID and pregnant women.
Dow up 587.
5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The National Weather Service is surveying the damage outside Chicago after an apparent tornado struck. Now some families do not have a home to come back to.
It went through quickly and dramatically. That according to Naperville, Illinois Fire Chief Mark Pucnitis, who says 8 people were taken to the hospital after a tornado touched down and ripped through a 5-block stretch.
Looks like everybody that was involved, that was injured in this accident, is going to survive. We don't have any fatalities, and that's something to celebrate.
Chief Pucnitis says more than 130 homes have been damaged. 22 have been deemed uninhabitable. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
The White House says a voting rights bill that's expected to fail in the Senate tomorrow is the fight of President Biden's presidency. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The original Senate version of the For the People Act doesn't have majority support in the body. Democrat Joe Manchin announced this month he'd oppose it because the measure wasn't crafted in a bipartisan way. Manchin has floated a compromise to counter new state voting restrictions. It's been endorsed by prominent Democratic activist Stacey Abrams, and the White House now says it appreciates Manchin's effort. But it's not clear his proposal would fare any better against a threatened Republican filibuster.
The Supreme Court sides with ex-athletes in an NCAA compensation case. Dennis Dodd with CBS Sports says it means the NCAA cannot enforce rules limiting education-related benefits like computers and paid internships that colleges offer to student athletes.
This is a devastating loss for the NCAA and severely impacts their ability to govern college athletics.
The U.S. is hitting milestones when it comes to fighting COVID-19.
Even as the pace of vaccination slows, the U.S. has seen very encouraging numbers in its COVID battle. Daily deaths in the U.S. have dropped below 300 for the first time in more than a year. And even with the dip, new people are still getting COVID shots. The overall number of those totally vaccinated continues to grow. It's now topped 150 million. That's around 45% of the U.S. population. 53% have received at least one shot. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
American Airlines had to cancel more than 100 flights over the weekend due to staffing shortages. WBTW's Sharon Hayes is at Charlotte International.
From Miami to New York to Tampa to West Palm Beach. And according to American Airline officials, they are having to make adjustments to about 1% of scheduled flights. And they also say many flights will be canceled through at least mid-July.
Delta, meantime, says it'll hire more than 1,000 pilots by next summer. A great day on Wall Street. The Dow gained 587. The NASDAQ was up 111. This is CBS News.
Indeed believes less is more. That's why they have powerful tools to help you source, screen, and hire quality people faster. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
503 on WTOP on this June 21st, 2021. We've got stormy weather, 92 in Washington. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Hillary Howard. If you don't have thunderstorms yet, chances are you will. There is a strong line pushing very quickly across the region. Let's get the latest with Storm Team 4's Matt Ritter.
And this is brand new, Hillary. A severe thunderstorm warning has now been posted for a large part of the listening area, and it is an extrapolation of the existing warnings for the northwest suburbs. Basically, that line that's been moving through the northwest suburbs will continue to move through, and the severe thunderstorm warning has been extended eastward into the heart of the listening area now until 5:45. It includes northern Prince William County, Manassas and Manassas Park, northern Fairfax County, the western half of the Beltway, if you can imagine that. So it includes Falls Church, Arlington, and northwest D.C., all of Montgomery County and western Howard County. Again, that entire area has the extended severe thunderstorm warning until 5:45. This line that's been moving through the northwest suburbs has produced a lot of tree damage and power outages, and it's moving into the very hot, very humid air. So the threat for damaging winds, some of them as high as 70 miles per hour, will continue between now and that part of the warning. Watch continues for most of the rest of the listening area until 10 p.m. We'll have more coming up just a little later on.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt. 504 now. Random reviews of police body camera videos are now proposed in Montgomery County. The move comes after elected officials learned about an incident involving police who handcuffed and screamed at a 5-year-old boy. This happened a year and a half ago. Here's WDTOP's Kate Ryan.
Videos are reviewed right now. There are thousands of hours of police interactions with the public that are captured.
But Montgomery County Council President Tom Hucker says more needs to be done to address transparency and accountability. He points to a January 2020 video of two officers who handcuffed and screamed at a 5-year-old boy. Hucker says county officials and the police chief Marcus Jones were only made aware of the incident 14 months after it happened. Hucker says his proposed bill would call for random reviews and monthly updates to the police chief of any internal affairs investigations into possible criminal use of force or harassment cases. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Following a lawmaker's family tragedy, more help is on the way for Marylanders struggling with mental health issues and thoughts of suicide. A new program starts next month.
It is named after the son of Representative Jamie Raskin, who died by suicide late last year.
We don't want to lose anybody else. And so my family is just really happy that Tommy is being honored in this way.
The Tommy Raskin Act will allow Maryland residents that are struggling with mental health to opt into a program through Maryland 211 and the Department of Health. They will periodically check in with those that sign up and provide additional mental health resources. It was the first bill signed into law by Governor Larry Hogan this year.
We're also ensuring that his name will forever be a symbol of hope for others who are struggling with mental health issues.
In Annapolis, Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
A huge swath of the WTOP listening area is under severe thunderstorm warning as far north as the Pennsylvania line, up north of Thurmont, all the way east to northwest D.C. We'll have the very latest coming up on that. Then after that, we will talk to Lester Holt of NBC Nightly News. 506.
If you love scratchers from the Virginia Lottery, you probably also love having a breakthrough with your mother-in-law.
That's an everyday win, baby.
Jerry, can you give me the recipe for this delicious quiche?
Sure. Mom?
Oh, yeah.
Let's stick with Linda.
The quiche breakthrough, though, still an everyday win.
Like the Commonwealth Scratcher, loaded with $200 and $500 prizes and featuring the chance to win up to $1 million.
The Virginia Lottery, everyday wins.
For odds and more information, visit VALottery.com.
George Wallace here, and did you know with the Home Life HD cameras from Cox, you're always in the know? You can view live video feed from anywhere with the Home Life app. So while you're out of the house, you're still in the loop. And when you're on the couch, you're in the loop as well. Just pull up your Home Life cameras on your TV by saying, "Show me my cameras," into your Contour voice remote, keeping an eye on everyone from your comfy couch. And yes, if you're expecting a delivery, I don't know, maybe a pizza, you can keep an eye on the front door as well. Learn more at cox.com.
At CDWG, we get government employees need their data to go where they go.
That's why we started tattooing data.